Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today we want to say thank you for taking part and taking the time to listen to these podcasts. You know, we're preparing these things for your heart and for our heart, and it's bringing life to us, and we pray, and our desire is that it brings life to you. You know, I want to talk about a subject that I think has really struck America and the world in the last 18 to 20 months, and that's fear. And I know that believers need not be slaves to fear. You know, Romans chapter 8 verse 15 says, "You did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." And also 2 Timothy 1 and 7 said, "God did not give us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of sound mind or self-discipline." Now I want you to think about that just a minute. When things are coming against your mind, when fears and worries and anxieties want to overburden you, when things want to come and just cascade upon your life and just bring you to a place of anxiety, and you're always worried about something or fearing something, you know, we know that that spirit does not come from Christ. So we know it's got to come from the enemy. So if God didn't give you that spirit, then he wants you to have the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Now, you've got to give. Wherever your mind goes is wherever your life is going to go. When you see yourself thinking about fear, when you see yourself thinking about doubt, when you see yourself thinking about sickness coming on your body, or whatever the situation may be that's trying to arise in your life, you got to remember that it's coming through fear. Anything that doesn't line itself up with the Word of God is trying to bring fear into your life. And you've got to cast that thing down. Because the Bible says that we cast out fear. Because perfect love casts out fear. Now, some people want to throw all fear in there, but that's not what it says. It says perfect love casts out fear. So if I want to remove fear from my life, I've got to willfully speak to that fear and command that fear to leave. Command that fear to be gone so that I can live in peace and harmony and sound mind. So he didn't give us the spirit that makes us a slave. That's the spirit of the world. That's the spirit. Who's the god of this world? Lucifer. So he's coming giving you that spirit of fear. But you and I have the power to speak to that fear and see that fear to be gone. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 56, 3 and 4, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal men do to me?" And I love what 10 and 11 says in Psalms 56. "In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I will trust, and I will not be afraid." So he's telling us over and over, isn't it amazing that God uses "do not be afraid" 365 times in the Bible? Is he really trying to tell us something every day of our life? Is he really trying to show us something that's going to bring us to a place of living in absolutely peace, living in absolute serenity and joy? You know, for the last year, I've just been speaking to myself, and here's what I've been saying. "Lord, I thank you for my mind to be at perfect peace. Lord, I thank you that I walk in health and wealth and have perfect peace." You know, the word shalom in the actual Hebrew is great, is peace, and it's wealth. And it's peace. So we see the word shalom means peace, wealth, and health. So the Jewish people realize if they don't have health in their body, then they don't have peace. And if they don't have wealth in their body, then they don't have peace. So you got to have all three. And Jesus would always tell people, go in peace. Go in shalom. Go into wealth. Go into peace. Go into health. We got to understand that there's so many things coming against our bodies and coming against our minds. There's so many voices talking to you from the world that we've got to settle some things in our mind and get the Word of God in our heart and trust in God and cast out that fear that wants to so endeavorly come upon you and kill you and destroy you. Do not fear those who can kill your body. We need to walk in a place of absolute peace. Bible said, "Come to me, all you're heavy laden, and I'll give you what? I'll give you rest. I'll give you relaxation. I'll give you peace." peace that passes all understanding. That's what we need in our lives, is the peace that passes all understanding. If we can get to a place that when things come against our mind, we speak to those things in the name of Jesus and speak life into death situations, and we go to the doctor and we get a bad report, we get a check through the mail or a bill through the mail, and we get a panic of fear for a moment. We say, how are we going to do this? How's this going to happen? I wasn't planning this. We hate to be taken off of our normal schedule, but you got to rest and know that whatever's coming your way, God's going to take care of it. God, don't be afraid. God cares for the sparrows. He'll surely care for you. You know, Matthew 10, 29 and 30 says, if two sparrows are sold for a penny, and yet not one of them fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father, and even the very hairs of your head are numbered, so don't be afraid. You're worth more than the sparrows. Think about that a minute. Let that fear be cast down out of your mind, that you can walk in absolute perfect peace. That's the beauty of grace.